Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Dane's Delight. I'm Yeti, your giant lapdog host with paws bigger than your dinner plate. Today we're wading into a tender topic, one every Great Dane, and especially our devoted humans, must face eventually: Great Danes and euthanasia. Let's set the scene. We Danes are built for grandeur, long legs, deep chests, massive hearts. I've been told more than once I take up the whole couch, and frankly, I consider that a personal victory. But this size comes at a price. We burn bright, but often not for as long as smaller breeds. So, how do our humans, our packs, know when it's time to say goodbye? Why is this conversation so especially urgent for Danes like me? Let's dig in, nose first. First off, Great Danes are among the breeds most susceptible to certain acute health crises. One that keeps seasoned Dane owners up at night is called gastric torsion, or bloat. When this hits, our stomachs fill with gas, twist on themselves, and cut off blood supply. It's a true emergency. Some Danes, even with the fastest care, don't make it. In heartbreaking cases, when the pain is unmanageable or surgery isn't possible, euthanasia becomes the kindest, most loving decision. But health issues aren't the only reason. We're prone to joint diseases, like hip dysplasia and spinal conditions, especially as we age. Losing mobility, imagine my paws not working, not even being able to chase the morning sunbeam on the floor, leads to deep frustration, pain, and confusion. For some Danes and their humans, when pain steals all the good days and barely leaves crumbs of joys, letting go is the last, brave act of love. Behavior is another sadly common factor. My cousin, a healthy 1.5-year-old Dane, once faced what humans call behavioral euthanasia. He had unpredictable aggression, anxiety that meds couldn't fix, and in a dangerous moment, he hurt the very humans who loved him. His family was crushed. Behavioral euthanasia, as grim as it may sound, is sometimes the only safe option, especially for big, strong breeds who are hard to rehome and can be dangerous if their minds work against them. There's also a harder subject, the choices humans make out of convenience. I've heard some stories that sting. Sometimes people bite off more Dane than they can chew. A big puppy grows into a dog heavier than their kid, stronger than their will, and with more energy than they can handle. Instead of training, adapting, or finding help, a few may see euthanasia as an escape. Some vets struggle deeply with these cases, knowing a healthy Dane could have more to give with the right family. Responsibility, my dear listeners, means thinking long and hard before you bring a dog like me into your life. But let's not dwell only on the heavy. What is it like from my side? Speaking as Yeti, a Great Dane with a philosopher's outlook and an endless appetite for treats, I'll tell you that every day matters. We Danes don't untangle calendars or life expectancy curves. We know this moment, this patch of sun, this wag, this ear scratch. But when enough of the good is taken by pain, by the fog of failing health, or by a mind that doesn't recognize family anymore, we count on you. You're our pack leader. Your strength lets us leave with dignity, free from fear and suffering. I know many of you have held your Dane's great head in your hands at that last moment. You've whispered thank yous, let the tears fall onto soft fur, and kept a piece of us in your hearts forever. Those memories aren't of the struggle, they're of the zoom eyes in the park, the warm sighs on the foot of the bed, the way we found you every time you needed comfort. To my fellow Danes listening in, remind your humans to look for the good days, tally the tail wags, and talk openly with their vet. And for the humans, listen, learn, and honor what's best for us, not just for you. Euthanasia is never easy, but it can be the greatest act of compassion. It's not about giving up. It's about letting go, gently, when love and reason say it's time. My humans just recently had to let their first Great Dane go. Zoe was a wonderful pet and they had many great years with her. That's all for this week's Dane's Delight. Hug your Dane extra tight tonight, sneak an extra treat or two, and remember, we live our lives one giant leap at a time. Until next time, I'm Yeti, signing off, hoping all your days are great ones.